Monday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're learning about Birchas Hayayin and how it potters all the liquids, even that you know you're going to be drinking, or you can assume you're going to be drinking if it didn't take a change of mind, both by Bracha Rishona and by Bracha Achrona. And we're up to Sif Hei. Sif Dalet really talked about that you koveya lishtos yayin, which they used to do. They sit down and they have a cheese. I guess you did it with cheese, a cheese and wine party. No, you don't know. Cheese. No, that's very cheese. That's different kinds of cheese and different kinds of wine. You don't know about wine. You guys don't know about Colombo, so you don't know about wine. There was one Colombo episode about wine, and Imamish learned all about wine and how to tell if it's a good wine, what year it's from. And then he caught the guy because the air conditioning or whatever broke, and like there was only three people in the world that could tell that the wine was spoiled, that it was oxidized because it was hot. Remember? So, and like the murderer was one of them, so he caught himself because he had him taste the wine. So anyway, you found wine is a very hush of the drink. Wine is like taka, very Hashem made wine. It's like a very American. In Europe, they're more into wine. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say that. I don't know. Maybe the goyim. Maybe you too. Maybe just me. I'm with Pepsi Europe, Max. I don't know.
In Europe, they drink wine, or they used to drink
they certainly are more into wine in Europe than in America. I don't know about Israel. Israel, I don't know, they're into beer, Maccabi beer. I don't know. I don't know what they're into here. What do they drink in Israel? What is like your average not from person drink? No, they drink, I think, the Maccabi beer. They drink beer. They drink wine? They're not wine drinkers. They're not wine drinkers here. It's like America. They copy America. They don't follow Europe. They follow America.
Each group has a different thing.
Yeah? Imlo kova satul lishtos yayin. If you don't sit down and drink wine like you know in a wine tasting party, elashos derech haroi casually, v'gam lo hoyadait lishtos mashkim acherim, and he didn't think he would be drinking other things because he took a sip of wine like he didn't. It was haroi, so then he said, okay, and now I'll drink some coffee. Ozvale tzarich lebarech bracha rishon al mashkim acherim. Ella, so he definitely has to make a shahakol on the mashkim acherim. Again, kiddush or havdalah really has the milus of a kviyus, and usually we're talking, let's say, by a kiddush Shabbos, you know you're going to be drinking soda. And havdalah, let's say, you know, people make havdalah and then they have a cup of coffee like right away. In other words, this is a lumdish thing. The bracha rishona, so the mashke was not subsumed, if that's the right word, under the wine, because he didn't think he would be drinking it as he drank the wine. But lachar ma'isa, when he's up the bracha achrona, so then the wine is your king of drinks, so to speak. So maybe now you make ala gefen, and you'll potter up now that you've drunk it already. Now you're after you've drunk it. So now maybe it is like, so to speak, bottled to the wine. And making your bracha achrona, you would only have to make a bria gofnas. He says it's a suffix, it's not clear. A little not clear. In other words, if you drink another mashke, which you did not intend to drink when you drank the wine, and therefore you have to make a shahakol. Well, what about the bracha achrona? He says it's a suffix. Al came, therefore, you should eat something that's a bar nefashos, so that you'll be making a bar nefashos anyway, and you'll have in mind to pato the drink. Yeah. I'm sorry? In low cover atzma. Yeah. I think he's just seeing that's when you're more likely to not have in mind to drink. But when you kovei atzma lishtos yayin, so then that kviyus So you'll know what you're drinking, what you're not drinking, and you'll have in mind to drink. I mean, Lamaisa, to answer your question. No, okay, the truth is he said it's a suffix. In the previous sif, he said it's a suffix. If you didn't have in mind to drink, but there was a kviyas on the yayin, he called it a suffix, and he said, you should take something there for the bracha rishona too. That's what he said in the previous sif. I'm going to say if the Mishnah Berurah is chaylik. The Mishnah Berurah says that nowadays we don't really have this concept of being kovei al yayin, like to sit and make a mashke party. I don't know. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Nowadays we don't. That changed. You don't have the kviyas on yayin that they used to have. Could be we're not such connoisseurs. Could be there's a few people that could. You know, these wine tasting parties with the cheese, like Taka, you know.
Yeah, the cheese you say shot.
But to answer, so the Mishnah Berurah says it's not so nogeya. But to answer your question directly, if you kovei lishtos yayin, and then it's a safek, the bracha achrona, and if you're not koveya, you just drink it derech haroi, then it for sure does not take care of bracha rishona, but there's a safek still if it takes care of bracha achrona. Okay. And the eitz in both cases, the eitz in the first case is to take something else that you make shahakol on, and make a shahakol and have in mind to pater this second drink. And here the eitz is to eat something, make a bracha, eat something that's a bar nefashos, and make a bar nefashos, and have in mind to pater the suffix food, the suffix drink that you drink together with the wine. Sivvava makadesh al hayayin. Then the Mishnah Berurah paskins definitively that you do make a bar nefashos. If you drink wine casually, which was maybe by Kiddush it wouldn't be called casually. But if you drank it not over kavua and you didn't have in mind other things, then you for sure make a bracha rishona and achrona on the other things, as the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Let's say a guy goes to a Kiddush. Kiddush is probably called a kviyas, and there you probably plan on drinking soda. Okay, and then someone says, oh, I have coffee. I prepared coffee. Anybody want a cup of coffee? So that would be a suffix now. I hold Kiddush as a kviyas. We'll see later how much wine you have to drink to have the bar pre-agofen work for you. But let's assume you drank enough. And now the bar pre-agofen would work for you. Or maybe you were the guy that made Kiddush by the Kiddush. Then someone says, hey, who wants coffee? I got coffee. So that's the suffix. That's... What? Right. It doesn't part the shakol, it only part is another liquid from shakol. Right. That's what fits a suffix. That's what the Mishnah Berurah, that's what he says to do. So I'm saying it's taka a suffix. It wouldn't be a suffix if it wouldn't be called a kviyas. Right? Then he says, definitely, you make a bracha. But I hold that Kiddush and Havdalah is called a kviyas. It has that cheshivas of a kviyas, and therefore, if you then subsequently drink a mashke, that you didn't have in mind, it's a suffix, and you would take a candy, like you said. Amakadosh al hayayin, you make Kiddush on wine. The daito lishtos yayin sorov, to drink schnapps, I say it's not a good idea. Or coffee. Ye suffek im niftru bevrocha la yayin olo. Why? Mishnah Berurah paskins, yes.
Yes, what?
That is, of course, paskins. I don't know why he's musupik. Because the eel that has to be on the table. Maybe he means here if it's not on the table. Mishnah Berurah paskins the paskins. But you have to drink your avias yayin. That's the kicker. So people who listen to Kiddush and are yotzei with Bar Priya Gofen have to make a shahakol on the soda unless they drank a Revius Yayin. Even if they took a little wine, like, you know, you go over and they pour a little in and you drink it. If they're aware that Bor Priagofen Patas Soda, so they should realize it does not, unless you drink wine, not only, because you don't really have to drink wine to be Yotzei Kiddush. You don't have to. And most people in the shul do not drink wine. But you, not only that, but the people that drink a little, also, it does not pater mashke. Only if you drink a revius of yayin. That's important. Now, look, you have to tell people. In case they're aware that Bor Priagofen Patas are the mashke, so you have to tell them it does not if you don't drink a revius yayin. Alkan Yeshul Chavein, but the Kiddush Gnorich is Mesupik, and therefore he says, have in mind not to pater them, or to take the candy. But the Mishnah Berurah Paskin does pater them, even if it's not in front of you, if you just know you're going to have it, as long as you drink a revius. I don't know if there's a time frame until you make a Val HaGefen, until you make your bracha achrona, until you make your bracha achrona on the wine.